get enough of your face, all of you.
I know, we gotta do a shoot again. I can't wait till next time. It'll be so fun.
March, baby. All right, here we go. What is up, my kings and queens and all in between? It's Andrew Velasquez with another episode of Mindful Artist Podcast. You guys, welcome back. Season 2, your one-stop shop for all things mindfulness, balancing creativity, spirituality, while being an entrepreneur. And for today, your second season, I have a special, special guest, you guys. Her name is Alencia. Let's give her a round of applause. Welcome, Alencia. How are you, beautiful? Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
I love your face. Okay, wait. Let me give Alencia a little bio just so you guys know who she is. So Alencia Lewis goes by Alencia Janae on all her social media platforms. She is originally from outside of Dallas, Texas, and has been living in Los Angeles for 8 years now. Oh my God, time's flying so by. Yeah. She originally moved out to Los Angeles to further her modeling career, and it turned out that it was the perfect market for her, and so she is still there. Alencia is a full-time model and a content creator. She promotes wellness and solo traveling for women while showing people what it's like to be a working model and entrepreneur. Hi, baby. Welcome, welcome. Hey. How does it feel hearing your work, your career, and a little bit of like, that's just like a snippet too, because I know so much about you.
Yeah, it feels good. I love yeah. that. I love whenever we can like do that, because I think, you know, sometimes we're like, dang, am I doing enough? Is this worth it? And when you hear it back like that, you're just like, yeah, it is. Like, this is, yes.
That's me.
Like, succeeding.
You did that. You did the damn thing. I love it. No, I've always enjoyed working with you, and we've done so many shoots together. We've been published together, and yeah. You're just a good vibe. It's always such a good time. If I see Alencia, which I like to call her Alenciaga because she's so fancy to me in my eyes. But whenever I see that Alencia is going to be on, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm bringing my Bose speaker. We're going to have fun. We're going to create content, because it's not just like, oh, let's strike a pose and have these, which it is. It's amazing. We have clean shots and it's organized, but we have fun. It's like a good time wherever we go. It's whether it's in studio or on, you know, in an environment, if it's like a city shot, it's always such a good time. So I appreciate your energy. Thank you for always being so cool and just having good vibes all around. But yeah, I wanted to have you on here to just kind of give you a little spotlight on your origins and how you came about to where you are, because I know for a lot of our listeners and viewers, like, they want to be professional models, they want to be aspiring content creators, and they just kind of don't know how to like go about it. So give us a little backstory, like give us a baby origin, Alencia. How was it growing up in outside of Dallas?
It was good. I grew up in the suburbs. Yeah. So it was, cool. It was very suburban. There was nothing crazy about it. Yeah. I lived on the street, played with other kids, did things like that. it was great. But moving out of there, obviously I do miss that now. I live in a city now, and you know, I'm like, oh, I remember I grew up and I was outside playing. It was good. I didn't start modeling until I was like in high school, and it actually happened just by mistake. I started off in a modeling school, which, you know, now we know that's not something that you have to do. But at the time, you know, it was great. I was young. I met some really cool girls there. It turned out to be a really good experience. You know, so I'm glad I went. Shortly after I graduated, I was working freelance in Dallas, and I met with my very first agent. She was there at the job, and she was like, come into my office, you're signed. And I was like, what? I was with my mom at the time. And I was like, what? And my mom talked to her, you know, we went to her office and I signed a contract the same day. And I've been modeling ever since. That was 15 years ago now.
Oh my God. That's so cool. I mean, I feel like you had luck on your side, and obviously support and love from mom, always like encouraging you to, you know, pursue your passion. During that time in the school, did you have like a mentor? Was there someone that you looked up to? Like, who is it that you aspired to be like as a model?
You know, my favorite was always Kamora Lee Simmons. I just thought I related to her story a lot. She, when she was growing up, call her giraffe, and I got called giraffe amongst a bunch of other things.
You are tall.
Yeah, it's so tall and so skinny, and kids at school just thought that was hilarious. So they never let me forget. And when she talked about that, I just really related to her. And I just think she's so fabulous. Like, I did a report on her and like her fabulosity, and I still have
Okay.
it. But I just thought she was
That's
amazing. I
cute.
love her brands that she worked for. I love the type of modeling she was doing. I didn't
Yeah.
think I wanted to be a model, but that was definitely who I was always looking out for.
Okay. So I'm hearing you guys. This is good homework. It's almost like you created a little bit of a vision board, not even aware of it. It was a homework assignment or a school assignment, and you saw and you related it to this person. So seek out to that person, that artist that you look up to and that you aspire to be like. Maybe it's something about their aesthetic, their message, their philosophy, and like you related to her so much. And shortly after that, like there you go, you became the next Giraffe Beautiful model. So how's
It
that going?
happened. It did.
How
Yeah.
tall are you with heels and all the things? Without heels and with the heels?
Without heels, I'm about 5'10". And then with heel, I just got some amazing new platforms. I'm like 6'1". So great.
Work. Yes,
Walking
that's
in
what I'm
all
here
legs.
for. Yes. And you always have a little bit of volume on the hair, like which we love, so that gives you even more height.
Oh,
You
yeah.
guys, you don't understand. Her skin, her hair, it's just so immaculate. Like, give us the regimen. Like, what is it that Alenciaga does to, I'm gonna forever call you that. Because I like to have this segment is it's called How Are You Gonna Love Somebody Else If You Can't Love Yourself First? So, like, what is Alencia's self-care beauty regimen? Do you take time selfishly to before you are like on set? Like, how do you prepare for these types of gigs?
I do so much prep work, but I love it. But my prep work is actually like my everyday work. I genuinely am into skincare. Like, I used
Yeah.
to have 13-step routine. Now I'm down to like maybe like 5 or 7 steps. And I used to do that
Okay.
morning, night. I have like a facial steamer. I like microblade at home. I use a lot
Okay.
of skincare because I'm all about just like hydration and anti-aging, like putting as much into my skin now. So that way,
Yeah.
as I'm aging, I'm gonna age with grace. And it's just staying very,
Hey.
like sunscreen, do not forget
Yeah.
sunscreen. Like, you need it. But yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. So you streamlined from 13 to five top fives now. Give us like those top three brands that you are your go-tos for, for just the regular maintenance.
Ooh, okay. So I use this Korean brand. It's called Naturals.
Take notes,
Amazing.
guys.
Yeah, it's if I could grab the bottle and bring it, I would show him. Like, this is probably my skincare secret. The lotion and the serums from there are absolutely amazing.
Naturals. Okay.
Yes. And I'm using a brand called, I love Walita. A lot of people stop at their skin food, but if you go on their
I've heard of
website, they have
that.
amazing skincare. Like, it's priced what it is, but it's completely worth it. I feel like most of it's natural, vegan. And I saw such a big transformation when I started using Walita. So
Very
look at
cool.
Walita. And then my ultimate favorite, it would have to be Neal's Yard Remedies. It's a British brand, so a lot of people don't know about it, but it is so organic. I cracked the lid on one of my white tea cream, and the next day
Okay.
was full-blown mold in it. Like, it's
That's how
organic.
natural and organic it is, yeah.
And I was like, I've never had a product do this in literally just a day. And it was in a cut cabinet. It wasn't like out. So Neal's Yard
Wow.
was like my secret weapon.
All right, so you heard it from the best. We have Naturals, a Korean brand. We have, I already forgot the other two. Go ahead.
Walita and Neal's Yard Remedy.
Walita and Neal's Yard. I'll put that in the description later.
Okay.
Awesome. 'Cause yeah, I know you have to like it's almost investment. Like your face is your advertisement. That is your product. That is like how you are monetizing like everything. So you have to take care of it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about like self-care on not only within the beauty regimen, but can you share with us any practices or routines that you've placed to nurture your creativity, your spirituality while running your business as a model?
Oh, honestly, after my skincare is done, I give myself a face and a scalp massage. And
Mm,
it's
I
a
like
physical,
that.
it physically relaxes my face. It also helps, gravity is constantly fighting toward us. But when I do it, I make sure that I'm looking directly in the mirror at myself in the eyes, and I'm taking the time to like study my face and know my face once. Like, I mean, people look at your, you look at your face how much like in the day, but like, do you really know your face? Like all the cracks, all the crevices, like all of the colors, your nose, like your cheeks. I love feeling that and just loving on those pieces of me. Sometimes I'll choose to say affirmations or just say like what I, my thoughts that I want for the day or something that I want for the next day. Sometimes I take that time to like meditate affirmations back into myself. And while I'm looking in the mirror, it's just
Beautiful.
like, wow, here we go. It's hard. I'm not gonna lie. The first couple times I did it, looking at myself in the mirror, I think I
Yeah.
like crying. It was very emotional. I have no idea why that happened,
Yeah.
but it's,
Yeah.
that's my time in the day where I just like take it for me and I love it.
That's so beautiful because I know oftentimes, as humans do, we, are the first to be our worst critics and call out like a flaw or something negative. But for you to take that time and that intention to have positive affirmations and look at yourself so deeply in your eye, almost like through your soul, and
Yeah.
like validate your beauty and your essence. No wonder that makes so much sense. No wonder when you eventually do come to set, you're just like, hey, like you're just like peace. You're just, you know what I'm saying? Like you're just your most authentic self
Yeah.
because you've gone through all those like moments of just awareness. So I
Yeah.
love that. That's so cool. Okay. All
Ew.
right, let's get in a little bit more deep. What about like the fitness, the nutrition? Do you have any tips and tricks that you want to share with that area?
So I've recently started a fitness journey. I am officially a Pilates girl. I love Pilates, hot
Hey,
yoga.
that
I
stuff is
love,
hard.
it is intense and people do not give it enough credit, but it go to a class for an hour and just look, hear me out. It's like 500 something calories, hot in there, it's sweaty. They're like pumping, your music's going, you're going crazy. I absolutely love it. So I try to
Yeah.
do one classes like every day, and especially with the heat, I also feel like that really helps with my skin as well, not just the skin on my face, but to take care of my
Head to
entire
toe.
body. People think skin
Absolutely.
stops at the neck, and I'm like, no honey, you gotta take care of the rest of this thing too.
What I'm saying, yeah, because all of a sudden you're a model and you are in a tube top, or you're all of a sudden in between wardrobes and you're doing like a fitness shoot and not even, you know what I'm saying? Like not even knowing. So you, yes, head to toe makes a big difference. I love that. And Pilates, I mean, those tiny little muscles that it like focuses on and repetitiveness,
It's
it is
crazy.
no joke. And those bodies are always like ripped and
Oh
chiseled.
yeah.
You get those like lines and the abs that everyone's like always talking about.
Yeah, they all look like Olympians, and I'm like, you're my teacher, and I look like, wow. Okay. Well, if I stick with you, I know I'm good.
Exactly. Okay, cool. I love that. And then any other like nutritional advice? Do you have like any holistic things that you practice? Any vitamins, like anything like that?
So I'm a farmer's market girl. Support your local farms wherever
Yes.
you are. I am a very big advocate of that because we need local farmers. We just get better products, like food in America. If you've left this country and come back, you know how just it's not good for you. So every
Yeah.
Sunday, the
Yeah.
farmer's market, I get all of my greens and vegetables. I even have like a seafood lady. She gives me the biggest and best like catfish fillets I've had in California.
Okay.
So I'm always okay for that. Like I use it in my smoothies, and yes, I do eat processed foods, but I feel like when I incorporate these things in my diet, it just helps so much. Like
The
just from the inside
balance.
out, yeah, really good balance. Make juices out of it, smoothies. I'm having a burger, but my lettuce is from a farm, so I love
There
that.
you
I was so
go.
I advise like go to a farmer's market if you can,
Okay.
find it near you.
Very cool. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Cool. Let's get a little bit more into inspiring other upcoming models. Can you share any tips or advice for aspiring models looking to incorporate more creativity and maybe spirituality into their work too?
Do it. I think that's my biggest
Hey.
advice I tell girls. They're always like, I want to do all of this and I want to do all of this. And I'm like, okay, so why haven't you done it? Sounds like you have a plan. Don't hold yourself back with your dreams. I've been a victim of that where I'm like, I'm gonna do this one day, I'm gonna do this. Well, why not today? Like, why is that? So take that first step. Like, look for agencies in your area. Models.com is probably your best resource to find legitimate agencies, if an agency is not on that website, I tell people like you shouldn't deal with them. Like they are so fraudulent. And just start putting yourself out there. Like start doing shoots, take photos. I mean, if you can't afford a photo shoot, like start on your iPhone, get a tripod.
There you go.
Learn how to like move through so that way you're comfortable. So when the time comes for you to shoot, you're not standing there literally with your hand on your hip, just going like ready to go.
Yeah, awkward.
So, you know, start practicing. Yeah, like how many times? I mean, I'm sure you've seen it. Models come on set and they just like stand there. You know me, I love to move. Like it's every little thing is a movement, every little thing is a photo. So just getting really comfortable with your craft, practice in the mirror, like look in the mirror, do different, like know what your angles are and know how to hit them quickly. So it's just pouring into your craft.
Yes, girl. Thank you. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. All right, cool. So 8 years in the game, almost a decade. I'm so proud of you. You've been published on so many things. We've been published together on so many things.
Yes.
And I know that you have like you create content and you have jewelry that you design. What's next? Like what is, and like, how do you measure success where you're at now?
What, how I measure success, how nice my vacations get.
There you go.
am I staying
holidays.
Am I in a hotel? Like how many days am I gone? Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
am I shopping or what? Like right now
I'm
it's
here for that.
But, you know, I'm really getting, you know, digital AI and tech is so big right now. So mm-hmm. I'm really just trying to learn as much as I can about that. I've gotten into digital products on my Etsy page. I do have the jewelry, but I started doing like media kits and things like that and invoices.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I've made two or three, so I'm slowly posting them up there. But I'm trying to get ahead on the digital products because I did a little bit of print on demand like a few months ago and I had a little success with it. So I just want to like capitalize on that, you know?
Oh, okay. I did not know that. Congratulations. I can't wait to look into that because, you know, I like to support other small entrepreneurs or businesses and entrepreneurs as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Super cool. All right, you guys. So for season two, you already know I have a new segment, one of my favorite segments.
The library is open! Yeah! Because reading is what?
Fundamental.
There you have it, darling.
That is called The Library's Open now. And this is an opportunity for our guests to share their current book or their favorite book that they've read in the past. And what are your top three reasons for that book that you have shared with us, Alencia?
Oh, so the last, I think the one I sent you was Wabi Sabi. It's literally, it's an idea that, you know, I saw a quote about it and saw what it meant. And it was just, you know, talking about finding that the beauty in imperfections, like that the imperfections make it beautiful. And, you know, that really just resonated with me. It's actually a design style. People design their homes like this.
I recognize that.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's, you know, I definitely am a maximalist, so you can tell like by my background, so it doesn't work for me, but the mindset behind it, I think is really beautiful. And I just wanted to apply it to my own life because I found that it's really easy to look at a situation and critique it and only see the negatives or see how something goes wrong. And you're just like, this is the end of the world. You know, we all get that anxiety. Yeah. But I was like, I'm really focused this year on changing my mindset and how it is I look and view things. So this just worked perfectly in it. So now when something happens, it's not always like doom and gloom, or if something doesn't turn out exactly how I want it to, I'm like, you know what? This is still good though. Like, you know, that lemonade, let's go. You know, so
that's cool. I love
it's a really good book and or good concept. So people should check it out. Yeah. There's a few about it, but yeah, you should definitely check it out.
Wabi Sabi, you guys, you heard it from Alencia herself. Okay, cool. Yeah, I definitely can relate to that too, because I know oftentimes, again, as humans, it's embedded in our brain to have like fear as one of the first thoughts, because that was just how we survived as a tribe, as like Neanderthals. Like it's like embedded in our human neurological brains. But you can actually retrain that. You can change the way those negative thoughts come in, have awareness for it, and then instead try to counteract it with three positive thoughts. And as you continue to do that, it becomes more of an easier habit to be aware of those negative inner saboteurs that we have, those moments, recognize it, and then move forward and just let it go. So that way you're not obsessing over it. And it's something that, you know, is a constant reminder, because the more you think about that negativity, the more that will actually happen. You know what I mean? So, and in the contrary, the more you think about positivity, the more likely that will happen as well, which I love. Yeah.
Definitely.
You get what balance? You have. Oh, go ahead.
Oh no, you get what you put out, for sure. Energy wise, like, you know, the law of attraction is very real, very, very real. So yeah, positive, very positive, good. Negative.
Love, love, love. How do you balance energetically with people and compatibilities, like relationships, whether it's a friend or someone that you're dating? Like, how does that go about?
I take time for myself when I am someone, whether it's a friendship or a relationship. I still maintain a certain level of selfishness. I make sure that I take care of my time. I get alone time. I do things for myself. I do things by myself. So I think a healthy version of just balancing anybody that comes into your life is making sure that you're taking care of you. And I do that by just doing things that I want to do, whether that's laying in bed and watching reality TV all day, or like I go for a walk. I go to the farmer's market on Sundays. Like, people are like, let's hang out on Sunday. And I'm like, you know what? That's my farmer's market day. I want to see you, but this is what fuels
healthy boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So creating those boundaries. Amazing. I'm like the biggest, if I could physically have boundaries around me, oh my God, amazing. Perfect.
We would like, see no, it no, like no, walls, like chew, chew, chew.
Yeah.
No, I think that's so important too, because we do deal with a lot of energies throughout our careers and our days. And sometimes it can be overwhelming. You know, I only say that from personal experience, just now officially living in a suburb in Central Florida. And having lived all my life in Los Angeles, California, a huge metropolitan area, with that, you know, not even knowingly that I was kind of addicted to chaos and just like the energy that's all around that, which I love LA. I will always love LA. But being, you know, in a quiet environment is okay. Like having a still space is okay. It doesn't have to be so stressful all the time. I did not know that until I moved here. And now I'm like, oh, I don't only have to have like two or three jobs. I don't need to have five like I did in LA, you know? And so, yeah, I think those healthy boundaries is something that is very important to be aware of, and be conscious of. And in all kind of parts of your life, whether it's career, relationships, family, friendships, like, you need to have that selfish time in order for you to be of service and be the best potential that you can whenever it is that you're trying to aspire to be. So thank you for sharing that. I love that. Okay, cool. This is so fun. You're like a pro. You're like hitting question after question. It's like you've done this before.
Easy to chat with you.
I know. And it's our first time doing this podcast. Okay, so here we go. All right. We talked about your regimen. We talked about your balancement and your current book.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the next part on this is, let's talk about what makes you feel alive. Where do you find inspiration? What gives you butterflies? You know what I mean? What makes you feel like, oof, like this is, I'm alive because of whatever it is that I'm pursuing at the moment. Go for it.
Oh man, that's tough. Honestly, traveling. I really get so excited. And it's not like just when I'm in a group. It's specifically when I solo travel. When I go somewhere by myself, somewhere new. When I'm on the plane, my heart is like, it's like I'm freaking out. I'm like, where am I going? I'm going so far. I'm still in this plane. My last trip, I actually took Bali, and then I went to Bangkok, and I did like a little stop in Korea. It was so fun. I have a friend of mine who's getting married, and her bachelorette was in Bali, and it was so beautiful. And then I was like, you know what? I'm already in Asia. I'm going to go somewhere else. So I just went to Bangkok by myself for like 5 days.
Wow.
I admire that.
Oh, mad respect.
Well, like, I don't understand why people do not travel alone. Like, it is the best. Just go get lost.
You don't have to
city.
Answer nobody. You're just like on your own rules. Do what you want. Get up when you want. That's so cool.
Set the tone of your day. It's amazing. And people are always talking to me like, aren't you afraid something's going to happen? I'm like, what's going to happen? Like, I live in the United States. Like, things will happen here. Things do happen
here. True story.
Mm-hmm. No, I get harassed more here. I can't walk to the store without somebody like trying to ask me for something or do this or that. And in other countries, you know, people are nice. They mind their business. Or if they don't, like, what? Like, it's so that it's never been an issue of safety. And, you know, I've gone all kinds of places, you know, I've been to the more third world countries. And again, my safety has never been in question. So I always encourage people, especially women, like, go on the trip, book it, like, take mm-hmm. some time for yourself to just move in a different way, like, have coffee at a different coffee shop. Like, I always feel so accomplished. Like, I'm halfway around the world and I did this by myself. So for me, it's
You probably come back like so inspired and moved and ready to like tackle on anything at that point, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Meeting new people, experiencing new cultures. You know, I grew up in the South. It was quite diverse. My street was actually really diverse. So I grew up with a lot of different things, but it's just still like being able to open my mind to like another way of life, like learning someone else's perspective and how they see things, going to places that are just so old and ancient that have withstood the test of time. Like, there's so much beauty in that. There's so much beauty in experiencing people's cultures. Like, I love that people are so proud of their backgrounds now. So I think it's such a beautiful thing. So yeah, I come back and I'm like, hold on, I want these colors. I want this food. I want to go to this restaurant. I'm like, back in LA, it's good.
I love it. All right. What are your top three countries that you've toured?
Ooh. Okay. Italy. Love Italy. Mm. Amazing. And that's just the food and the wine. And it's so queer friendly as well. Rome is so queer friendly. Man,
that's cool. I did not know that.
Yes. It was so good. Right by the Colosseum. All right. It's all right there. Amazing.
All right, Rome. Okay. Yes. So we got Italy number one.
Italy's amazing. Japan, specifically Tokyo. Wow. Okay. Just the food, the people, the city, like the hustle and bustle of it all is absolutely amazing. Yeah. I loved it. Who's going to take that third spot? Third, I would say Cuba. Cuba was fun.
Oh, you've been to Cuba? I did not know that.
I went for a concert.
You're so cultured.
Man, look. The one thing I'm going to do is use that passport. All those pages.
Yes.
Cuba is amazing.
How was Cuba? Yeah.
So beautiful. It was beautiful to see. The people are so lovely and so diverse. I did not expect Cubans to like walk around and be looking like me. Like the shade ranges. Mm-hmm. Like, people are mm-hmm. gorgeous. And I just was like, wow, the colors, it's so pretty. All of the old school cars, of course, are just such a dream. You land and you're like, what year is this? Like, what year is all of this going on? And the food was absolutely amazing. Like, everything I ate was delicious. So I tell people, if you get the chance to go to Cuba, you should really check it out. Because, you know, in the summer, it's nice.
Yeah. And like immigration wise, was it difficult? Like, I know like in the past it was, you had to like send some kind of like letter with your passport. I mean, was it an issue for you?
No, I went really easily to Cuba. You know, there was definitely extra steps. Like when my checking in process, I had to fill out a few more, you know, I did like it was like one of 13 reasons why you need to visit. I just picked one. They asked for a little more information than usual places, but wasn't hard. I got my visa. I did like a stop in Miami. I flew from LA, so it was a really long trip. And I bought my visa right before I walked on the plane. I just paid cash for it in America. And when I landed, was super easy. It was good. Just people need to be aware. There's no cell service there. So when you go, like, there's like no Wi-Fi. Like, it's a real unplug.
Yeah, which is kind of nice. How long were you there?
I was there for 4 days.
Okay, cool.
It was like long enough, but not long enough. Havana was just, it was amazing. Like all the movies.
And also by yourself?
No, that was a content trip with a photographer, videographer, and some other models. But I got there in the morning and they didn't come till the evening. So I did have a day by myself where I just like walked around and
What a dope gig.
Yeah.
Unplug and be able to work and like do all the things that you love and experience. So cool. I love that. Yes. That's what I'm talking about, you guys. Like, you can take your passions, your dreams, like what it is that gives you those butterflies that makes you feel alive, and you can make that your freaking career. Like, she is proof of it. Like, that's amazing. I'm so proud of you. Like, congratulations. Thank you. So cool. All right. What were you going to say?
that people should definitely do what they love. There's no reason in this day and age that you should have a job that you hate. Like,
yeah. And there's so many options and opportunities and resources to like research how you can go about that. Yeah. I mean, there's an avenue and there's a customer for everyone to some degree, you know, especially with social media and online media innovation. Very cool. All right, baby. This to my other favorite part of the podcast. This is called we did the library. This is called Wrapping Up Mindful Artist Rapid Cue. So wherever you are at the top of your head, don't need to think about it too hard. But sometimes these answers can be a little lengthy. So just intuitively answer with your heart. All right. Okay. Question number one for Wrapping Up Mindful Artist Rapid Cues. Balenciaga, who is your hero and why?
Oh my gosh. I'm not going to lie. I don't have one. I know that's so weird, but I don't have one. I feel like, I don't know why either, but I just don't. I'm always like, can I say God?
Yeah, absolutely. You can say anybody. Like some people have had like a career one, and then some people have had more of like a personal one. Say God. Yeah. Why is God your hero? Tell us why.
Just like God. All the good parts. I'll just like God. All the good loving parts. I would say career wise. Man. You know, I always admire a female CEO. I watch a lot of like YouTube videos and things like that of women, or they speak about their businesses and what it was like getting started, what it takes them and what motivates them. I spend a lot of my time on YouTube watching things like that. And I admire women who own businesses. I admire women who go out, start something, see it through, stick with it. And it just like blows up. So anybody that runs running things, I'm like, yeah, girl, do it.
Okay. I love that. That's a good. Oh my God. We just saw The Color Purple. My husband and I saw The Color Purple last night, and it was incredible. He is so good. Like, I left just so moved and inspired. And he's actually seen the Broadway version, like in live, like in New York, why am I blanking on her name right now? With Fantasia herself, who's in the current Color Purple as well. And he said that was an amazing version as well, to experience like her vocals and live. But the current version is a little bit of kind of like both the past movie that Oprah was in and the Broadway together. So it's, you're getting a lot of the different emotions, but it's very inspiring. And yeah, I definitely encourage everybody to go watch it. Good answer. Okay. Wrapping up my four artist rapid cues. Question number two, Alencia. Favorite music album of all time?
Oh, man. Your eyes just opened. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
What?
Are you okay? It's definitely a Drake album because I listened to those like fully through.
I'm talking like track one to track whatever, from beginning to end. Like, you just let it play. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's definitely a dream. Maybe Take Care. I really love that album. That one, the one right before. I feel like they just hit. Like, I'm sad. I'm going through it. I need a confidence boost. Like, I feel like the old Drake albums.
But it also makes you like move and want to like groove. So it's great.
I'm kind of like twerking while I'm sad. And I like it. I like the combination.
What about baby Alencia? What would she throw on her little disc man if she had like only one CD to play?
Oh my gosh. It was like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. Like non-stop.
I'm here for it.
Boys. Like, I was one of those kids. Mandy like Pop. Aaron Carter, Britney Spears. Like, my first cassette was actually Britney Spears. That was the first one I ever got. And it had like Crazy on it.
I
only had a few songs.
I love it. And you had a tape. Okay, cool. So I knew that you're younger me, but you have the cassettes as well. I love that. Okay, good answers. Here we go. Question number three, wrapping up my four artist rapid cues for Alencia. What is your favorite quote of all time?
Oh, man.
Could be a quote that someone said to you, or a quote that you've read somewhere. Something that just resonates with you constantly.
Dang. You know what? I think it's a Marilyn Monroe quote. And it's talking about well-behaved women don't make history. And I just think that that's so important right now, like with everything that women are fighting with, you know, all of the wars and things that are going on. And it's just like, women, I feel like, have been speaking out and speaking up so much more, even about like violences or things that they face from men. And I absolutely love that. So I want to live
my
life like that. Like, I don't want to be well-behaved. I don't want to be your little puppet. Like, I'm here. I'm going to take up space and say what needs to be said.
Work. Well said, my friends. It's like my other queen who's right here. Where is she at? Right here. And she's also inspired. It's Madonna. She's also inspired by Marilyn Monroe. And actually, you, I did a Madonna inspired look on you
that I
just shared recently. She said the same thing too. Something along the lines of, artists are here to disturb the peace. Like, you are here to express and make a difference and not just stay in the cookie cutter box. And that goes for any minority of any sort, you know. So I love that you said that. And Marilyn Monroe is an icon for sure. Oh, she's queen.
That's the one I'm like, what would she be doing today? Like, what would her Instagram look like? Could you imagine?
Dang. I know. Like, she was ahead of her time and just.
Yes.
I feel like people like that, also people like, I don't know, Amy Winehouse, like they were so talented and full of too much light that we as humans that were around that time were not worthy of their presence. We only had them for a temporary amount of time to experience like their magic, their essence, and it made an impact in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how big these people are, that we only had them for just a short amount of time. And God was like, all right, this is all you get. Goodbye. Like, now you have to be inspired on your own and take from those individuals and make it work for yourself, because this is your only chance, you guys. This is your only life. Yeah. This is your one-stop shop for all things, balancing creativity, mindfulness, spirituality while being an entrepreneur. And I'm telling you, you're worthy of it. Like, you are special. Like, you are capable of doing whatever it is that you want to do in this planet, in this earth. You just got to believe in yourself. You know, you're like Alencia does in the morning, as awkward as it might be at first.
Yeah.
Give yourselves those moments, those breaths, and just tell yourself how beautiful you are, because the more repetitiveness you do that, the more you're going to believe it and the more good you're going to do in this world. Right, baby?
Yep. That's it. That's all it is. Got to start it.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so where can we follow you? Where can we support your craft, your portfolio, and anything that you want to plug, any new announcements that you want to share with our viewers and our listeners today?
I don't have any new announcements. Everything is still, you know, can't talk about this, can't talk about that. But so far, the year has been going really well. You can follow me at Alencia Janae across all platforms, TikTok, Instagram, and on my YouTube channel. There's not many videos on there, but every now and then I post a little something. It's Alencia Janae as well. And my Etsy shop is under Naked Goddess Boutique. So you know, I'm always posting crazy stuff on there. So, you know, just follow it and keep up. You never know what I'll drop.
Don't forget the TikTok, because your TikTok be popping.
Oh my gosh, yes, TikTok. Also Alencia Janae. And that TikTok is just so fun. Like, video.
I love it. All the things you share. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much. You're such a delight and always so cool to like talk to and just exchange energy with. I really appreciate you very much. And I'm proud of you. Keep inspiring all of us, keep motivating us. And you guys go follow her, make sure you do all the things and support the Etsy as well. But you guys, that song you're about to hear, Mi Corazon, is written by myself. You can download Mi Corazon wherever you stream your favorite music, and produced by Aaron McLendon. And if you like this episode, share it with somebody that you love. Give us those thumbs up. Give us those ratings. That way, the more you do that, the more we're going to be accessible to other creatives like yourselves. And now I see the little fireworks happening. and maybe if you're a creative that is also balancing your life while being an artist, an entrepreneur, you can email me at mindfulartistpodcast@gmail.com. Maybe you'll be the guest as well. Until the next time, you guys, make sure you make an impact in somebody's lives. My kings and queens and all in betweens, I love you guys. Much love and light. Thank you, Alencia.
Bye.